Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It's Friday, August 22nd, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's tonight's top stories.
Tonight, top researchers prove that airport scanners are useless. And security analysts agree that ISIS could already be in the U.S. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
The Council on Foreign Relations last year had the headline, Why We Need Al-Qaeda, and they said, give them air support to take over the country and we'll remove them later. Bull.
For tonight's top story, we take a look at ISIS. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel was speaking with reporters at the Pentagon about the severity of the threat posed by ISIS.
They're beyond just a terrorist group. They marry ideology, a sophistication of strategic and tactical military prowess. They are tremendously well-funded. Oh, this is beyond anything that we've seen. So we must prepare for everything. And the only way you do that is you take a cold, steely, hard look at it and get ready.
Hagel spoke as the United States continued firing on Islamic State targets in Iraq. In the past 2 weeks, U.S. drones and fighter jets have conducted 89 airstrikes against militant targets there. So far, the president has limited his renewed military campaign to just protecting American diplomats and civilians under direct threat. But U.S. officials say they haven't ruled out escalating military action against Islamic State, which has increased their threats toward the United States. Top U.S. General Martin Dempsey said, IS is apocalyptic, and eventually they will have to be defeated. And when asked the question if they could be defeated without entering Iraq, he said the answer is no. So again here, as we've reported, all of this is a motive to get into Syria. They want an invasion in Syria. They wanted to destabilize that region. So now they're going to be exploiting the support of the American people to do just that. They say they are considering limited airstrikes in Syria, but no decision has been made as of yet. So again, they're going to exploit the support of the American public using lies and propaganda to set the stage for an invasion in Syria. So much like we saw with the invasion in Iraq. And the media is just going to go along. And in fact, the corporate media is playing dumb about how the spread of radical Islam took place. NBC News reports today they're pondering why the UK is a breeding ground for jihadis. And they cite a number of Britons who have joined IS. And they say intelligence officials in the West are alarmed at how easily Europeans can travel into Syria through Turkey. But as Kurt Nimmo points out in this article, NATO and the United States have used Turkey and Jordan as a staging area for the proxy war against the Assad regime in Syria for months. And for example, PBS aired a Frontline segment on American handlers in Turkey and how they were working with Qatar to train rebels, how best to engage in war crimes, and how to finish off soldiers still alive after an ambush. So here PBS is basically showing how we are training and arming the rebels who have, of course, now defected to IS. Now, InfoWars.com has repeatedly provided factual information on how the U.S., NATO, Turkey, and the Gulf Emirates have not only supported the proxy war, but have also covertly funded and trained ISIS. Now, you can see the links to a lot of those articles there in this article up on InfoWars.com. And we've also got articles on how British intelligence nurtured jihadists for years. But again, the facts are going to be ignored, just like they were ignored during the invasion of Iraq more than a decade ago. And the media is just going to play along, do their part. And the Obama administration and their counterparts in Europe are going to elevate the threat of ISIS, you know, until they can get their full-fledged attack in Syria. That's the plan. Now, you'll recall earlier this year, Obama dismissed ISIS, and he said that just because a JV team puts on a Lakers uniform, it doesn't make them Kobe Bryant. Well, now he is under fire for underestimating IS and being slow to react, and now they've gained such strength. Republicans are bluntly calling for the Obama administration to consider expanding the military campaign and broadening the airstrike mission. No calls for troops on the ground just yet. And Democrat Dianne Feinstein said, It takes an army to defeat an army, and I believe that we either confront now or will be forced to deal with an even stronger enemy in the future. Inaction is no longer an option. So this is something that's obviously a real threat, and when we have people on both sides, both parties, calling for war and intervention, something big is about to go down. Now, establishment Republican Senator Jim Inhofe gave this warning.
We're in the most dangerous position we've ever been in as a nation. They're crazy out there, and they are rapidly developing a method of blowing up a major U.S. city, and people just can't believe that's happening.
Inhofe told the station that the threat is significant, and he blamed it on the cuts to defense spending by the Obama administration. Inhofe said the problem is the president. He says all these things, and he never does them. And he said ISIS members are really bad terrorists. They're so bad that Al-Qaeda is afraid of them. WorldNet Daily also reports that military experts are warning the Obama administration's $1 trillion cut in defense spending will put U.S. military forces at a serious technological disadvantage in future conflicts. This comes at a time when Russia and communist China are increasing their defense spending for technological development. This technology includes robotics for specialized combat duties, development of next-generation navigation and reconnaissance systems, unmanned mini-submarines, and faster helicopters. But this isn't about increasing the defense spending and protecting this nation and doing what they said when they took that oath to protect this nation. Just look at our border. It's not about keeping us safe. Now, a former CIA officer said Thursday that he has no doubt that Islamic State already has sleeper cells within the U.S. And one ISIS fighter has already hinted as much. In several telephone conversations with a Reuters reporter over the past few months, Islamic State fighters have suggested that their leader is planning something for the West. The fighter taunted, saying, "The West are idiots and fools. They think that we are waiting for them to give us visas to go and attack them, or that we will attack with our beards or even Islamic outfits. They infiltrated us with those who pretend to be Muslims, and we have also penetrated them with those who look like them." So they are basically letting us know that they have people within the country on U.S. soil who look just like you and I. We don't know where this threat is going to happen, when these sleeper cells are going to rise. Now, Joshua Katz is an Army veteran and former CIA operations officer, and he said it's very, very true that ISIS may have crossed the southern border. And this was in response to Texas Governor Rick Perry's comments earlier this week, who also said it's a very real possibility that ISIS may have crossed the border.
ISIS is a group that will do whatever it takes in order to accomplish its goals. It's very brutal. It's very aggressive. They're going to do anything. And if that means working with cartels, if that means working with other illicit groups in order to attack the homeland, they will do that.
So that sounds like a very real threat. Not only is ISIS crossing the border, but they're working with the drug cartels to get them this way. That sounds like an absolute terror. We should be sending all of that excess military surplus vehicles to the border to protect this nation. But instead, we're sending them into the interior to go ahead and police we the people. Same as with the TSA. You know, we really should be ramping up security there. But again, that contrived security theater is just to convince we the people that living under the thumb of tyranny is excellent. Here, the TSA admits illegals are allowed to fly without ID. Now, last month, it emerged that the TSA was allowing undocumented immigrants to fly without ID. They could just show their notice to appear. But despite numerous TSA denials that this was the case, the Border Patrol Council confirmed that the TSA had said they reversed their policy in the aftermath of the story going public. Now, the TSA, they continue to insist, oh, there was no policy. We weren't allowing people to board airlines without ID. And they just continued to deny. But despite repeatedly insisting that it wasn't allowing illegals to fly without ID, the TSA admits in a letter on August 7th that a notice to appear form alone is sufficient documentation for an individual to board an airliner. From the letter, it says if a passenger can only present a form I-862, TSA will attempt to establish the passenger's identity through DHS partner components. This would be Customs and Border Protection and ICE. Now, if those DHS components are able to provide corroborating information, such as that the I-862 was issued to an individual with that name provided, the passenger is permitted into the screening checkpoint to undergo screening. So the agent on the line says, yes, I did issue an I-862 to a person with that name. This is not a secure form of ID because the name on the form is whatever name the illegal alien decides to give the border authority at the time of apprehension. There is no corroborating ID. And not only that, but once they get this notice to appear, they can give it to whomever they wish, any terrorists that are working with the drug cartels, who can then take this notice to appear and fly to any city that the TSA will just allow them to, because, you know, it doesn't take an ID to get online unless you are an American. I feel very safe. I don't know about you, with this police state surrounding me protecting my First Amendment rights and all that. But not only that, research has now definitively confirmed that the TSA body scanners are, in fact, useless. Now, we've been reporting on this for years, but now researchers with three of the nation's top universities have concluded that TSA body scanners can be easily defeated by anyone with a modicum of know-how. This confirms what we've been reporting. The machines are useless. So in essence, the machines, which are supposed to detect weapons, can be fooled by anyone hiding a weapon on the side of his or her body. This will render it invisible against the scan's black background. Now, there are also other ways to thwart the machines. It's listed inside this article. But these findings corroborate what engineer John Corbett discovered for himself in 2012. He was able to get some metal through the TSA scanners. And we've had Corbett on the show before, and he provided bombshell information that even the TSA admits that they are a useless agency and there wasn't actually a terror threat. So cue the threat from ISIS. So now they tell us that there is a new threat. It's ISIS, and that we should be very worried about ISIS sleeper cells in the U.S., but we don't have to worry about the TSA bumbling one of their terror attacks because they're just going through the border. They're not even using the TSA. You would think that the TSA would do away with these useless body scanners, but alas, the TSA is seeking a new generation of more powerful body scanners, so you can have even more radiation and cancer and potential hits to your fertility. Wonderful. So as this country is witnessing a police state building up around us, a new bill has been introduced in Congress that is going to ban private citizens from owning body armor. That's right. Well, we've got all this terror and all these threats to us. They want us to not be able to protect ourselves, take our guns, and now we can't even have body armor. The driving force behind the bill is Democrat Mike Honda from California. He says, access to military-grade body armor emboldens criminals and mass shooters to act. And Honda wants to make possession of body armor a criminal offense with a penalty of up to 10 years in prison. Jakari Jackson has more.
A bill making its way through the House would ban the sale, transfer, or possession of military-level body armor. Which is to say, if H.R. 5344 is passed, outside of some grandfathering, the ordinary citizen would be banned from owning it. You have Mike Honda from California to thank for this. The bill includes helmets or shields with a ballistic resistance of Type 3 armor. Would you buy your son the cheapest papier-mâché football helmet on the shelf? No, you want something that would actually protect him. The same with body armor. But the naysayers will undoubtedly point to this clip.
Officers find themselves against a fully automatic modified AK-47 with armored piercing bullets. Two bank robbers wearing body armor unleash a barrage of ammunition unlike anything police have ever dealt with.
Wearing heavy body armor, so it's not locking down at all.
As horrible as that situation was, and it was indeed horrible, that was when departments were armed with shotguns and pistols. Even the smallest departments now have rifles and heavy armor. Let me be clear about this, though. Those armaments should not be all-purpose, such as menacing peaceful protesters. But if such a shooting was to occur again, police are now well-equipped to deal with it. But just like the police can end up on the business end of a serious assailant, the ordinary citizen can get in the crossfire, too.
My hands are up, bro. My hands are up. You're gonna kill him. What's your name? Your name's Hello, officer.
Most people probably won't carry a Kevlar vest in the trunk of their car, but if you want to, that's your business. Just like it's your business to carry a firearm. No law enforcement agency, let alone a politician, can guarantee your safety 100% of the time. That's why you should have the right to protect yourself. You can find more reports at InfoWars.com.
Well, coming up, Obama is considering 800,000 new guest worker visas at a time of unprecedented unemployment for the American people. But if that's not frustrating enough, now illegal aliens are fighting back against Americans who are taking their jobs from under the table. And then we've got more reports from Ferguson. Stay with us.
You've experienced and heard about the benefits of Supermale Vitality. Now, the new formula has arrived. Introducing the new Super Female Vitality. I have specifically designed this formula to help the body naturally regulate itself without the use of artificial hormones. Key ingredients chosen from the highest quality sources. Secure your Super Female Vitality today from our limited stock at InfoWarsLife.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
After meeting with a bevy of big business groups, Obama is considering an additional 800,000 guest worker visas via executive actions. Now, numerous companies like Microsoft and Cisco have massively laid off American workers while pushing the Obama administration for more guest worker visas at a time when scholars and studies from organizations from the left, right, and center have debunked this notion that there is a shortage of American high-tech workers. But he just wants to bring in 800,000 more. The Obama administration is also considering granting work permits for low-skilled industries as well. All of these actions are going to make it tougher for Americans at the bottom of the economic ladder to get jobs. Senator Jeff Sessions accused the Obama administration of actively working against the interests of the American worker. You don't say. It's the plan to just get us all in third world status. And now we have a story about Times Square costume characters. They are overwhelmingly illegal immigrants, and they profit off of copyright theft while pretending that they're not running a business at all. And now they want to use government regulations and unions to limit their competition.
About 2 weeks ago, it went viral when Spider-Man fought cops in Times Square. The New York Times interviewed many of them, looking behind the masks. They talked to a Mexican Elmo, an Ecuadorian SpongeBob, a Colombian Statue of Liberty, and another one from the Dominican Republic, Peruvian Toy Story characters, a Moroccan Spider-Man, a Colombian penguin. That's right, these costume characters are virtually all illegal aliens. They came here illegally, working menial jobs that paid very little, Then they learned they could buy unlicensed costumes from Peru and Panhandle in Times Square. The Ecuadorian SpongeBob made $80 in just 5 hours on his first day.
Cookie!
Panhandling is against the law. Using someone else's copyrighted character in your business is against the law. But the New York Times gives them a pass, saying few performers seem to fully know the rules, in part because of language barriers. Many do not speak English. See? It's okay. They don't speak English. Illegal aliens are above all of our laws, including our copyright laws. Yet we're told that because of copyright violations, we have to hand over an internet kill switch to the government. They want to be able to instantly shut down any website on a mere accusation of copyright violation. And it's the very same companies that tolerate copyright violations in Times Square by illegal aliens that are screaming the loudest about internet control for copyright protection. Take Disney, for example. Except for these illegal costume characters, Disney has been incredibly aggressive in protecting their copyrights. They got a lot of bad publicity back in 1986 when they threatened 3 daycare centers with expensive lawsuits because they had painted Disney characters on their walls. Hanna-Barbera not only offered their characters as a replacement, they sent their own studio artists to paint the mural. Then 3 years later, Disney sued the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, the people who do the Oscars, because they opened their Oscar show with Snow White and didn't get permission.
It is so exciting to be here tonight. There are stars out tonight. Stars with glamour are gleaming and bright.
It's a shame they didn't stop that performance with a prior restraining order. Then in 2008, in a case exactly like what's going on in Times Square, a couple with a children's party business performed for the kids in Winnie the Pooh costumes. Disney sent them a cease and desist letter, which they complied with, except the demand to send Disney the costume. Instead, they returned it to the unlicensed Peruvian company for credit. The same company illegals in Times Square prefer to get their costumes from. Disney slapped the couple with a $1 million lawsuit, plus attorney's fees. And at the time, Disney said this. Without firm licensing agreements, the company noted, it cannot control the quality and nature of the performance, the quality of the costumes, or the quality and background of the individuals providing the performance. Disney's already seen its character turned into a sex toy story when an illegal Woody was arrested for sex abuse. Even Santa Claus has weighed in on the issue. That's right, the real Santa Claus, a monk in North Pole, Alaska, who's legally changed his name, wants licensing of these Times Square characters to screen out pedophiles. But illegal costume characters want regulations to shut out competition, especially those Americans who they say flout the law. What's the Spanish word for irony? But they seriously don't like Americans, calling them money-grubbing arrivistas, in other words, newcomers. Times Square, they say, is their territory. The panhandling illegal costume character business is for illegal aliens who started it. Yet these black market entrepreneurs truly understand the basis of most of our business regulation, and that is to keep out your competition. Now, if they want the government to come in and regulate those money-grubbing Americans, which laws are the illegal costume characters going to obey? Do they want New York City to give them a license to illegally use copyrights? Should we ignore their copyright theft and call them undocumented costume characters until they get a license from Disney or Sesame Street? Are they even trying to get a copyright license? They pretend they're not violating the copyrights by saying that they're just street performers and they're not doing this for a living. But when New York City put up signs this past weekend telling tourists that photos are free, tipping is optional, an illegal costume character named Juan Perez complained that his income had dropped from $80 to $15. Another, Claudia Arias, said, "We need to unite so people can see that this is our legitimate way of supporting our families." But wait, I thought they weren't doing this for money, because that would be panhandling and copyright infringement. Now that the illegal costume characters have been caught in a lie, they're going to unite, and they're going to create a union so they can have political clout in town hall. They've turned to La Fuente, an organization that has a history of lobbying in favor of illegal activity and demanding rights for those who actually flout the law. Illegal characters are above the law. Only those with political connections and lobbyists can stay in business or be allowed to work. Who would have thought that Cookie Monster could give us such a comprehensive lesson on our immigration policy.
Coming up, a community that is fed up with the martial law that has encompassed their city for the past few weeks demands that their voices be heard.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off Super Detox Special at InfoWarsLife.com.
City of Austin tap water versus filtered City of Austin tap water.
I can, like, taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
This has an aftertaste. Tastes like Austin water.
Yeah, it does. Ugh.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered through the ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
High quality H2O.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, Monsanto's deadly pesticide, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
Yeah, it has processed flavor to it.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances and many more, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Use promo code WATER and save 10% off your ProPure purchase. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
What has been happening in Ferguson is appalling. The people there are fed up with being under martial law, and they're seeing that the police state is being built up around them like we are the terrorists and we are the enemies. Listen to the community's righteous rage when one member there goes on an epic rant.
No. Even the people who
it's to keep the criminals out. It's keep I understand that. And that has affected us all. I didn't see you break into the store, I know. But they are, and
they have a right to be angry, sir. What about their legitimate right to be angry? How do you own somebody else's anger? They're angry because they've been in this community and they've seen this stuff.
Hold on, y'all don't bone rush. I'm sorry, Mr. Pastor.
That's right.
But I want to ask you one more question. When would the barricades be moved?
I can tell you this.
When would the barricades be moved?
You have a right to be angry.
That's all I want to know.
If anger means, I'm going to ask you a simple question. Can you go get gas in the neighborhood you live in? Can you go eat in the neighborhood you live in? Can you get meat in the neighborhood you get in? So you're here saying, do they have a right to be angry? Do they have a right to tear stuff down? But you're going to go home and get gas. You're going to go home and eat. You're going to go home and be comfortable in your house.
But my
don't come to this neighborhood and agitate the people and justify what's happening. But my grandma's not going to get gas.
My 76-year-old grandma not going to get this. And all I wanted to ask Mr. Johnson is, when are they going to move the barricade so we can live our life? Because we're not all criminals. Just because you look like me don't make you a criminal. We're not dogs. I can't move. My grandma is in a wheelchair. She can't get down here because she got a concrete block in front of our house. You want to go look at it? We can go. I take you in the house. We not criminals. Like he said, he's going to his home in that suburban community where it's the chirping of the birds and the crickets are chirping and the grass is green. He's going to eat dinner with his family, but we're going to still go through this. And when I come out here at 9 o'clock in the morning to take my grandma to the doctor, I got to show 3 forms of ID 3 times, and I don't have it. That's why I'm mad.
You can tell that a lot of the locals in the area are very angry. One of the guys was shouting, when are you going to move the barricades out of my neighborhood so I can go to the grocery store, so I can move freely in my own neighborhood? You know, when am I going to be able to go back to the stores and help contribute to the economy? This entire town is collapsing. People are losing money. People save up their entire life savings
and open up these small businesses to try and make a living to support their family, and they're unable to because of this police state that we now live in here, because of the martial law.
And I will forever be a first sergeant and love America. I don't care what color you are, but I demand that you take this military equipment out of Ferguson. I don't care where you take it.
I was repulsed tonight. I don't know if you were here when two armed personnel carriers went by. I had chills up my spine when I saw such a thing at such a peaceful protest. That is an insult to the community. It's a slap in the face to the community to have that kind of armor at this protest. When you start having your officers dressed up from head to foot, head to toe, in Occupy gear, what you're saying is you're creating an Occupy army. And when you are dressed like an Occupy army, you act like an Occupy army. And how does our occupying armies in foreign countries act? They commit atrocities.
We got armored vehicles because people are using IEDs now. In Ferguson.
Who said that?
The police chief.
Okay. Yeah.
So now we got people using landmines in Ferguson, Missouri.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We don't know how to put IDs together because we never had to.
Yeah.
We never been occupied before.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it's become.
Right.
It's been a police occupation.
Yeah.
You know what? I can't even say they're violating our rights.
They are. We ain't no house niggas, I can stay in a crowd if I want to. They're scared. They caused it, so that's why we can't be in a huddle. That's something they caused. So I can't be worried about just because they scared somebody gonna throw a water bottle at them.
Just
because they caused it.
Don't throw water bottle.
I did.
All right.
I did.
Let's clear that.
That's what they scared.
They gave us
house niggas.
It's destroying Ferguson completely. And the people here, they're tired of it. They've had enough. And I can't blame them. Who wants to be told what time you have to go to bed? Who wants to go to bed every night with tear gas in their face? It's only been 2 weeks for me. These guys have to live with it for a long time. Who knows when this will end? But this needs to stop. Peace needs to be here. The people of Ferguson deserve it.
Well, we've been Ustreaming live from Ferguson for the last couple of weeks. We've uploaded a lot of videos, and now one of our writers, Kit Daniels, is there. And this next video coming up is a compilation of some interactions that he had there when things quieted down, when there was no more tear gas canisters being fired at people, when people could actually stop and talk and really discuss what happened there over the last few weeks. First, we have the chief of police who clarifies what he meant by you need that $50,000 camera in order for him to know you're the media. And then Kit talks to some youth there and explains to them how the Federal Reserve is manipulating currency to keep people poor. And then he speaks with a former Philadelphia police captain. You'll recognize him because of that iconic video footage where the police were arresting one of their own during the Occupy movement. And then he's going to speak with a man who is a newspaper owner and operator about the truth about citizen journalism.
Sir, do you feel good about how the night turned out tonight? Not really. I'm sorry this is not a $50,000 camera. I'm talking to you.
Say what now?
I'm sorry this is not a $50,000 camera.
What does that mean?
Well, your comment on the press conference the other night, where you said that if I'm carrying a $50,000 camera, I'm obvious to you the media.
No,
but
I
if
said,
I'm not.
I said in the middle of chaos, it's easy for me to determine it.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying you have to have a $50. It's easy for me to determine if you're media when you have that. And so when we're asking some of you to move back, if all you have is a cell phone, we're not denying this to me, but it's harder for us to tell them.
Okay.
So, yes, I am pleased with the events that we've seen. And like I said, I am.
You feel that?
The media to be out here, and it should be out here. You know, I'm looking at your press pass. That uh-huh. looks, you know, it's a real press pass. And I've seen some guys that have just written press on it.
So what do you all think about the Federal Reserve System, you know, the private bank that creates all the money out of thin air here in America?
I didn't even know about this.
Yeah.
At the gold at its lowest right
now? You notice
there?
How, like, after a couple of years, prices get higher.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called, you know, you've heard of inflation, right?
Yeah.
You know what inflation is? It's a hidden tax. It's basically by controlling how much money they have. You know, it's like if you play Monopoly, have you all played Monopoly before?
Yeah.
You know, like you when you have a Monopoly set, you have a certain amount of money with the set. But if you took two Monopoly sets and combined the money, so instead of having like $100 bills, you have 200 to give to all the players. It wouldn't all the money at that point, like each individual dollar, be worth less since you have more of it? So that's inflation. So by creating more, making more money, the Federal Reserve is passing a hidden tax on to you. So if we had like a gold standard or silver, your money would gain value. So you could work for 15 years and you'd retire. Because your money, like 20 years down the road, you might make $100,000. It might be worth $400,000. But instead, with the Federal Reserve system, if you save up $100,000, 30 years from now, it might be only worth $50,000 because they created more money.
Yeah, that is. I don't know about that. I was thinking about buying a couple of ounces ago myself. Wait a couple of years, you know what I'm saying, to see how it worked out.
The value of the money has dropped.
Matter of fact, there's more taxes. You know what I'm saying? Taxes have been increased.
U.S. currency almost.
Money's not.
Its value is almost going to be nothing.
Because
then the world is going to get so bad where people are going to be knocking on your door trying to rob you for your food.
Absolutely.
Because money will have no value.
Yeah.
So if you got money, there is no value.
Yeah.
You know? So
that's the ultimate power. They're like slave masters with, if they can create money, they have control over human energy.
Right. Right. Man, this is in Revelation. Man, nice to meet you, man.
Yeah, you too. What's your name, brother?
My name is Snug D. Butler. Yeah. You can Google me.
Yeah. Kit Daniels. Google me.
Okay, I'm
Infowars.com. What's your name?
Okay.
Nice meeting you. Oops, sorry. I didn't mean to drop your phone. What's your name?
My name's Chris.
Yep, Kit Daniels. Infowars.com. Infowars.com. Kit Daniels. All right. Y'all have a good night. But in summary, basically the mega banks didn't like you protesting outside in your police uniform.
Right, I was drawing too much attention,
yeah.
And they didn't want the media, the mainstream, they did not want mainstream America to see a legitimate person, what they call legitimate. I didn't have long hair.
Yeah.
They tried to make the people...
They just want to control the narrative, correct?
Yes, they wanted to control the narrative, and I upset that. In leveraging my uniform, they could not combat that. They could not call me lazy. They could not tell me to get a job. They could not tell me to take a bath. Subsequently, they could not come at me and discredit me.
Yeah.
And I legitimized, to a certain degree, the occupiers. We want the truth. And if the truth sets them free, it should be it. A
couple of nights ago, Captain Ron Johnson of Missouri State Troopers told at a press conference, he said that you're not, we can't tell that you're media unless you got a $50,000 camera. What would you say about that?
Here's something for you.
Oh,
this is my tech guy. He's got a media pass. He's got a media pass with his face on it. He's got a media pass with the publisher's signature on it, the owner of the newspaper and the website. I don't. Do you know why? I'm the guy that owns the damn newspaper and the website. So if I show Junior down there with a gun, a badge that says I'm his boss, is he going to put his flashlight down? I can make the badge say any damn thing. So even running around showing your press badge doesn't mean crap. And in this country, everybody out here, whether you work at a damn newspaper, you've got Facebook, or you just want to take it home and show the kids what happened, you're citizen journalists, and you should be able to record and film everything and not have your stuff trashed, not be treated like shit, not be threatened, I'll see you again. Yeah, I hope so. I certainly hope so.
Thank you for watching the show tonight. Now, if you like those kind of man on the street reporting where we were able to send the whole crew out to Ferguson, Missouri for a few weeks at a time, we are able to do that because of your support. So please become a member of Prison Planet TV. You can get instant access to all of our reports. There's over 18 years worth of footage there and information in the archives, and your username and password can be shared with up to 11 people at the same time. That is 11 people getting instant access to all the information they need to fight the info war. Thank you for tuning into the show tonight. We'll see you here again Monday at 7 p.m. Central.
celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Block It Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.